actually punched over 14 and a half. Kawasaki. Instead of 1400s.
Ninja.
Yeah.
Yeah, those things are so damn big. It's like riding a yacht.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be as agile as that 12 was.
I like that bike.
That thing was a beast.
Yes, it was, and it was built more than you know it was. I'm telling you right now, I know motorcycles, and it had something done to it.
You don't have to tell me. I crossed that miracle number of 200 and kept going.
There you go.
I didn't know that they started governing them the year after I bought that.
But that pipe on there was not original. It was not stock.
It was stock. It was a factory upgrade.
A factory upgrade. It wasn't the factory's pipe. And them carburetors, there was something else tuned in on that.
I'm not going to argue with you, because when I dynoed it at 167, everyone else was shitting bricks, and I was like, I didn't touch it.
No, but you bought it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody did something to it. And when you passed 200 mark going for 210, 212, 215, yeah, because they don't come out of the box going that fast. 197 is what they were supposed to hit.
Yeah, I know. I'm happy I had a couple drinks in me, because I don't think I'd have the balls to do it sober.
Yeah. I know when I rode it, I wasn't going that fast.
No, I'd like to get another one like that, but no need right now.
Well, you have the Kawasaki now.
Yeah, that should be fun. I'm really looking forward to handing Ben and that 600 his ass all summer long.
Yeah, it will too. You drop in a set of mild cams in that, make up for that piston kit and those carbs, retune those on a dyno. Because it's been dynoed in right now, the way it is. And it's putting out over 120.
That's perfect, because I think his is maybe putting down 100, 105.
She's a brute.
I just didn't like the way your dad had the
dog leg grips. Or the,
oh my god, those hurt.
Oh, they blow it out.
No, they're really tight.
The clutch is real stiff.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I put in the original clutch springs to loosen that up a little bit for her.
Yeah, because I was riding it for a while after my accident, and I didn't have anything to ride.
But what I should have also done was put on the original levers, too. Probably would have helped.
Oh, it just hurt. You know, I mean, the pull to let it go. Because I was used to the Harley, you just, you know, you could do it with your pinky.
Yeah.
And let it go, you know, just one finger and
pretty much just drop it and away you go.
Yeah, and this one's like, you know, and then, no, thank you.
Let's see, I put those in there when I, you know, setting it up for street racing and race, you know, drag strip. You wanted a good positive lockup on the clutch. Especially when you're winding it up 9, 5, 10.
Does it pick the front tire up or no?
Oh, it'll pick the front tire up. Yes, it will.
Okay.
It'll haul ass down the highway.
No, I just remember picking the front tire up on that 650. That was not a pleasant experience.
You bang that at 9.5, 10.5, it'll come up every gear. I just speed shift it. You hold the throttle open. When it reaches 10 grand, you pull the clutch, shift, dump the clutch again, and you're still holding the throttle. And you'll hear it, and the front end will come right off the ground. Now, when I built my 900, it was a 10.15 kit with 10.5 to 1s with the 28mm Makunis, the old ones, and that RC header. And I pulled the front end at 100 mile an hour, banging third gear. And it came off the ground.
I'll have memories of your dad leaning over with his one leg out there, turning. Doing his little figure eight, doing his little stand, and making that bike dance.
Mm-hmm.
He did.
Oh, he actually did it for you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was his little art of seduction.
Okay.
I side-saddled it and everything else.
Yep.
Stood on the seat.
He made it dance.
Yeah, no one likes to see that for me.
What, making it dance?
Yeah, well, I used to piss Ben off because I'd pull a wheelie like right in front of the apartment building as we're going down the road, because there'd be people outside, or we'd be going past the golf course, there'd be people teeing up. I'd lay on the horn and then pull the front wheel up and just kind of lay on the horn as I looked at